News Bulletin.
Our mission is the proclamation of God's great love and salvation to this generation, shining the light of his love across the city and beyond. This is One Love Radio, inspiring, life-changing radio. From the heart of Lusaka to the rest of the world, this is the One Love Radio News.
Thank you so much for joining us for the news on One Love Radio. My name is Naomi Chisengela Mwanza. The headlines. FRA buys over 34,000 bags of maize in Petauke. Kamwala Ward Councillor calls for adoption of Rwanda's clean city model to transform Lusaka. Trump wants the U.S. to cash in on mineral-rich Congo's peace deal. Kansanshi Golf hosts junior golf tournament competition. Now the news in detail. The Ministry of Education has spent about 195.8 million kwacha on the school feeding program in the country in the first quarter of this year. This is from the 534.4 million kwacha allocated to the program in the 2025 budget, which is meant to keep learners in school and improve learning outcomes. Assistant Director for School Health and Nutrition in the Ministry, Mabin Lulu, has disclosed that 3,177 schools have been added to the program, bringing the total of those benefiting to over 8,000 out of about 13,000 schools in the country. According to the news, Mr. Lulu has reviewed that attendance has significantly increased in the schools where the program is being implemented, adding that its objective of addressing absenteeism has been met. A teacher of St. Joseph Community School, Chiponora, has noted concerns over the new educational curriculum which was implemented in the 2025 educational system. Speaking to One Love Radio News, Ms. Nora says despite the new curriculum aiming to modernize education, teachers are still facing several challenges as most teachers did not undergo any training to be given broader understanding of what is needed. Ms. Nora further says most schools lack resources to provide for all the required materials needed, hence it is difficult to teach according to its stipulation. She has urged the government through the Ministry of Education to put in efforts to check schools that have difficulties in the teaching process.
So for us teachers, it is a good thing to us, but it's not every teacher that was trained for this new curriculum. Yeah, this new curriculum has got the new teaching methodology that has to be used, and it's not every teacher that was trained. So some of us teachers were still finding difficult to adapt to this new curriculum. And also, the resources, it's not all the schools. Let me say, most of the schools do not have these resources for the new curriculum.
Kamwala Ward Councillor Mainda Simata says that there is need to copy best practices from Rwanda on a goal of making Lusaka achieve the status of a clean, green and healthy city like Kigali. Speaking when he represented Lusaka City Mayor Chilando Chitangala at the launch, Councillor Simata says the only difference between Lusaka and Kigali in terms of cleanliness is that public health laws in Rwanda are religiously observed by all and enforced with military discipline. Mr. Simata says the cleanliness seen in other cities did not happen by accident. Citizens had to take up responsibilities for their own health. He says in Lusaka, when people are invited for a cleanup, they feel like it's a punishment, and that there is need to build more capacity for the waste management systems and companies. Cleanliness should start in the minds, in homes and business places.
The campaign for keeping Lusaka clean is a very, very important campaign because it's what will lead to a healthier and cleaner environment where we can live in and work from. I would further like to say that keeping Lusaka clean is not just a responsibility for the council or its allied institutions like Lusaka Integrated Solid Waste Management Company and other private waste companies, but it's also the responsibility of all the citizens, marketeers, traders, and all institutions to ensure that we take care of the surroundings from which we operate from to avoid outbreaks of diseases like cholera, especially during the rain season.
Harry Mwangang Kumbula, Ward 12 Councillor Aaron Mwanza, has described a road project earmarked for construction in his ward using funds drawn from the 2025 Constituency Development Fund, CDF, as a landmark achievement for the people of Kanyama Constituency. Councillor Mwanza says the construction of the three roads, Estima, Chifundo and Lavania, covering a 2-kilometer stretch connecting John Lang, Chivolia area to Ben Bella into Kafue roundabout, is a plus and historical, as such works have never been undertaken in the world. He also disclosed that the Chivolia Police Road connecting Kalushavualia Road to Kafue Road with Chishala Road, also connecting Kalushavualia into Chitimukulu, Kampasa area, are also poised to receive a facelift, with constructors already on site. The civic leader said that a proper road network remains key in improving people's livelihoods, insisting that good roads make it easy for communities to access any services such as health.
And also Chishala Road, that is connecting Kalushavualia Road up to Kampasa Road. The work will soon start because the contract has been awarded to a contractor. And also the road that connects Kalushavualia Road to Kafue Road, that is Chivolia Police Road, the work will also start soon. And we want also to appreciate the community for their resilience for so long time, because this has happened for the first time, like any award, like for massive load and infrastructure applications. And also those also goes to, the gratitude goes to the president, Mr. Kenneth Chilema. This is for increasing the CDF funding.
Chisamba Town Council, in collaboration with Shining Future Zambia, has officially commissioned 3 boreholes in Miswa Mwantaya and Chimuka wards. Speaking to One Love Radio News, the councillor's public relations officer, Clara Mulenga, says the project is a major step toward improving rural livelihoods, as the communities had faced challenges accessing clean water for a long time. Ms. Mulenga says the development is a significant milestone benefiting hundreds of residents who once cried for clean water. Ms. Mulenga says the initiative reflects a strong collaboration between the council, Shining Future Zambia, and the community in improving lives.
And then to ensure the long-term sustainability of the 3 boreholes in Miswa, Chamuka and Mwantaya, Chisamba Town Council has put in place measures. We are working with the local communities responsible for daily oversight and basic maintenance. In addition, the council provides technical support and training to these committees. And then other community developments in our districts.
The new Congress Party, NCP, has expressed a disappointment in the manner government is conducting its business, as reported in the FIC report, where it is alleged that government paid 75 million kwacha to a company that did not do any work. Speaking to One Love Radio News, NCP Vice President Daniel Nyati has challenged the government to prove they are not part of the scam by taking action, as people are being deprived of their hard-earned money. Mr. Nyati has further challenged President Hakainde Hichilema to live up to his words that his government is corruption-free and ensure that all involved in the transaction are charged and brought to book.
So for us, New Congress Party, we wish to call upon the government to take action if at all they are not part of this scam. Because this is a scam where Zambian people are being deprived of their hard-earned money. This money was supposed to make sure that government acquires the goods and or services as contracted. But they went on to pay for goods which were not delivered. For us as New Congress Party, we once more want to call upon the government, the president himself, who has been on record and saying that his government is not going to pay for air. He accused the previous government of paying for air. In this particular case, he is the very one, through his government, paying for air.
Agriculture News. In agriculture news, more than 34,000 bags of maize weighing 50 kilograms each have been purchased by the Food Reserve Agency, FRA, in Petauke District of Eastern Province. Petauke District Commissioner DC Martha Mulenga explains that the